It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Former State Attorney General Drew Edmondson filed a lawsuit against the Arkansas poultry industry back in 2005. His claim, chicken waste was polluting the Illinois River. Arguments ended in 2009. Since then, nothing. The judge has yet to rule. State Impact's Logan Layden visits Tahlequah to see the state of the Illinois River today.
2 years ago, I found myself at an eastern Oklahoma spinach farm standing next to a pickup truck-sized pile of chicken manure for a story about wacky tax credits. Taxpayers helped fertilize this soil in the form of a $5 tax credit for each ton of poultry litter purchased. As it turns out, the tax break wasn't so wacky after all. Basically, the state was paying farmers away from the Illinois River Basin to truck the chicken litter to their farms. It's one of the many ways the state has tried to address this issue.
You bet we're frustrated. There's been one study after another of pollution in this watershed, and yet the studies are still going on.
That's Ed Brocksmith, who co-founded the group Save the Illinois River.
We're frustrated because Oklahoma had a viable phosphorus limit for state scenic rivers, yet the state has turned around and put that limit in jeopardy by allowing this new study.
The new study Brocksmith is talking about is a partnership between Oklahoma and Arkansas to determine whether phosphorus pollution goals established in 2002 are viable. But Ed Feit, administrator of the State Scenic Rivers Commission, traces the history of the pollution much further back and beyond chicken farms.
The headwaters of the Illinois River Basin is where Walmart is located. It's where the major poultry industry is located. It's where J.B. Hunt Trucking and some other large industries have set up shop. There were less than 200,000 people in the basin in the 70s.
Today it's grown to more than 600,000, and Feit says that rapid growth is hard on the river.
Where it really folks started realizing that the Illinois River wasn't as pristine as it was in the early 80s. There was abundant algae growth, had all these nuisance types of algae that were occurring.
Oklahoma has been pushing to limit phosphorus pollution ever since, including an attempt that led to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 1992 over discharges from Fayetteville's water treatment plant. But the state's chronic courtroom disappointments haven't kept progress from being made.
We're well above Tenkiller Lake.
At the bank of the Illinois River near Tahlequah, Brocksmith describes the algae blooms when they were at their worst.
The rocks were actually green and slimy. And there was a particular type of algae that locals call horse snot algae that was long strands.
And now, especially after a heavy rain,
the rocks in the river are sparkling bright and white, and the river is just crystal clear.
Oklahoma might not have won its Supreme Court fight with Fayetteville, but that city and growing communities across the watershed updated their water systems anyway. And Feit says poultry companies are feeling the pressure, too, thanks to the 2005 suit.
The poultry industry, since that lawsuit, has been moving out about 80% of the poultry waste plus out of the basin.
Feit says there may never be a ruling on the 2005 lawsuit, especially if Arkansas and Oklahoma can finally work out a phosphorus pollution limit on their own. Until then, he hopes the poultry company's apparent good faith efforts continue. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
It is 7:39 now at Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. We'll check out traffic and weather for you in just 10 minutes. Stay with us. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.